Let's get back on track. We were talking about Dry January, and here to give us some more information about that, John Walker, who is the co-founder and head brewer at Athletic Brewing Company. John, good morning. How are you today?
Doing great. How are you?
We're not doing too bad. So this Dry January, this is a term I had not heard of until like a month ago. Not that I'm a much of a drinker as whatever, but is this a new trend for 2021, or have you seen this happen over a couple of years? What's the story behind Dry January?
Yeah, so Dry January is a growing trend. Last year in 2020, we saw it grow to about 20% of U.S. adults that participated in Dry January, and it's cutting out a call for the entire month as people are making the new declarations and looking for a better way to achieve their goals and be healthy and maybe, you know, deduce from the impact of the holidays.
So Athletic Brewing Company, you produce a non-alcoholic beer. We've heard of non-alcoholic, some other kind of beverages that maybe. Tell me a little bit about the process for that.
Yeah, so Athletic Brewing was founded to showcase the craft brewing process and all of the delicious products that we use, the malt, the hops, even the water. And so we are a traditional brewery. We have all the same equipment. We don't remove any of our alcohol, which is the process which has been used for decades. And, you know, we spent a lot of time developing a product that is full in flavor and really showcases those products.
But it gives, obviously, the flavor, and with the non-alcoholic part of this. Who seems to be taking part in Dry January? What's the demographic of that sort of person? Do you have a clue into that?
It's a huge range of people. There are a lot of young people participating, young families, young parents, active people, people who are involved in sports and athletics. Really anybody who just wants an opportunity to, you know, do a little better and be a little more mindful about their approach to tomorrow.
What was it that got you involved in this sort of process? Not just specifically Dry January, but I mean doing this sort of craft brewing, that type of a thing.
So craft brewing I fell in love with in New Mexico. Had a great team at a brewery out there and just fell in love with the science behind brewing and the process and the community. And then I met Bill Schufelt, my co-founder, and he had this dream to make non-alcoholic beer taste good. And I thought, A, it was an awesome challenge because nobody had done it. And B, as a young father of two kids, trying to keep up with my kids and want to do bedtime and be aware, like, you know, it made sense. And I love beer. I don't want to cut it out of my life. And, you know, so I thought to develop something that could help me too.
Now, when anytime you make something that's different than what normally is, you, if you take something out, usually something's added back in. Is there other things that are put into that? Or I'm a little concerned, interested in the process, or is there other things added to keep the flavor where it needs to be?
Absolutely. So that's what makes our process unique and our whole approach is that we don't remove anything ever. We have a full traditional brewing process using all the same traditional craft brewing ingredients, and we are fully fermented to under 0.5%. And we never remove anything. We never have to add anything back in. It is just 100% natural. And we've got everything from stouts to IPAs to sours to gluten-reduced golden ales, and all of them are low in calories.
I would assume there's still an age limit on this type of a beverage, though, right?
Yeah, technically there is. You know, we don't cater to anybody younger than 21, typically, because we don't want to be considered any gateway beverage.
Sure.
But, yeah.
And do you kind of have different varieties? Usually with any kind of craft brewing or IPAs, you're sort of different types. It's seasonal. You kind of work from that standpoint. How about this?
Yeah, absolutely. We have three flagships. We've got two IPAs and one gluten-reduced golden that are available year-round. We have two seasonals that rotate in the year. And then we also have a really creative team that is kicking out really limited, kind of unique beers off of the pilot and research development system. So we've got new stuff available all the time.
Where did the name Athletic Brewing Company come from? What's the story behind that?
In the beginning, when we were looking for a name and an ethos, we were just thinking about how to make this positive and impactful and how to destigmatize non-alcoholic beer, which had been a penalty box for so long. And we thought Athletic is kind of perfect. It's inclusive. It's positive. It brings people together. It's aspirational, and that's where it came from.
What about the name? Sometimes when that's another kind of marketing standpoint, or at least made it a part for a different creativity. What kind of names have you come up with for some of your items?
So our Upside Dawn Golden Ale, it's kind of a play on flipping the day upside down and getting up early. We've got Run Wild IPA is our flagship IPA. That was the original. We've got Free Wave IPA, All Out Stouts, and a whole variety of others.
Sounds good. If people want to find out more about this, your organization, as well as, I guess, the Dry January, how some people are trying to do that for the month of January, avoid alcohol, where's a good place to get some details on that?
We are found at athleticbrewing.com. You can get our whole backstory, tons of info on our team, our company, the products, and our ambassadors. And you can also shop online. We ship nationwide, and we also have a store finder on our website.
Sounds good. John, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for sharing some good information today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
There you are with us, joining us this morning, the co-founder and head brewer at Athletic Brewing Company, John Walker, joining us today, talking about their non-alcoholic beer that they've put together. It's all part of this Dry January.